2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans. For Cougar fans. It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Maimonte.
On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Hope you're having a great Saturday in the middle of May. Weather is getting much better in the state of Utah. And Mitch, can't believe we're into hour number two. We haven't mentioned this yet, but a happy belated birthday to your second oldest, right?
Oh, man, thank you. Yeah, that's it was a good time. Lincoln turned 7 years old. And
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. I got to tell you, having a soon-to-be 9-year-old, a 7-year-old now, my daughter's going to turn 6 this year. It's pretty crazy. Time's flying, man. I'll tell you, it's nuts. But yeah, he's becoming a little BYU sports fan. I was talking about it on Cougar Tracks earlier in the week, and you know, you can probably relate to this too, Matt, because you're a Kobe Bryant fan as well. But passions to me at a young age are like a big thing to me. Like I just firmly believe in that. I think it's one of the reasons why guys like us are doing the show today. But you know, yep. Like with my kids, I haven't wanted to force fandom or force my interests or hobbies onto my kids. I kind of want it to be organic, and it's kind of happening that way, where a year ago I would have said, yeah, my boys like Pokemon and they'll play basketball and whatever, but they don't really want to watch sports. But now they're like all into it, and some of their favorite players like Tyler Batty and this and that. So it's just kind of fun to see, you know, kids and their innocence with things and how they don't get caught up in, you know, TV money and what, you know, like the playoff. And we're about to talk about that, but it's just, you know, the innocence, how they view sports. It's like why we do this stuff. You know, the good of sports comes out sometimes through kids. But yeah, had a fun birthday. We'll talk a little bit more about it on the Fan Fest, how that was a fun event. He thought it was like his birthday that May 11th, went up there, took the family and everything. But it was a really good time. So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, well, wish him a happy birthday from the rest of us here at Cougar Sports Eddie. A late one, but you're a much better parent than me. I'm forcing my interest onto my kids. So
see, in Texas 57500. I've seen far too many times, like some BYU diehard fans, they just get so let down when their kids don't follow in their fandom footsteps. You know what I mean? Like where it's like, come on, you got to be a BYU fan. Come to the game with me. And sometimes it just breaks their hearts when their kids just don't get into it. And, you know, I you know, unfortunately, I don't get to share those moments with my kids at the games because we're working. But, you know, like they want to go. They want to go to every game possible now. And they're going to go to Cubs camp coming up. It's football BYU camp coming up in June, which will be a pretty good time. Kalani's camp. But, yeah, it's just fun to see them kind of naturally get into it. I think a big reason for it, Matt, honestly, is YouTube. Like they'll see like the BYU Cougars weekly media availability. It's like, Dad, I saw you. I saw the office you're in. I'm like, yep, the Zoom call. Yep, that's dad. That's me.
Your kids are watching the press availabilities?
Well, there was one on YouTube, and shout out Brandon to Spain. He put me as the thumbnail on YouTube. So it's like, I'm like this steal of me on YouTube. Go check it out on the BYU Cougars YouTube page. But I'm like the thumbnail. And so my kids are like, there's dad on YouTube when they search BYU.
That's great. That is funny. You know what is not so great, though, as we shift gears to the college football world? The SEC and some comments they made earlier in the week. I imagine you have the same reaction as I do, but they are okay staying at 4 in the college football playoff. What? What happened to the we'll expand for the betterment of college football?
Not good, Matt, honestly, when you hear SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey say this. This was to AL.com that he said, we're okay staying at 4. And what does this all mean to BYU? To me, it's kind of a sound the alarm type moment for the Big 12. Because I think, Matt, the Big 12 needs the college football playoff to go to 12 teams. I don't think it was a coincidence that Bob Bowlesby was pushing hard for 12 teams. I think Bowlesby was pushing hard for 12 for the good of college football. I do believe that. But I think for his own league, which he's now leaving, he knew that they probably needed 12 teams because I fear there's going to be a situation where there could be an 11-1 Baylor or 11-1 BYU, 12-0. I mean, even 12-0 BYU, they might go, well, you know, like Ohio State, you know, their game control metrics at 11-1 are, well, better than, you know, BYU. I fear that that could be a real problem. And earlier today, we were talking about non-conference schedules. And I think if this playoff stays at 4, I think you're in a situation where if you're BYU and you're Big 12 teams, you got to be aggressive in non-conference scheduling. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but why ultimately? Because if it's going to stay at 4, then guess what this means? It's rigged. College football is rigged.
It might be already.
And why even try? Like, yep. Because if this is what we've come to, it wasn't that long ago where it felt like all we had to do was cross the T's and dot the I's on a playoff expansion, right?
Yep.
We were that close. And it was awesome. It was a great proposal. It made sense. We loved it. We were singing the praises of this thing. And now Greg Sankey's out saying, hey, we're good. Yeah, of course they're good with 4. Maybe next year they'll get 3 teams in. I don't know. Maybe LSU, Alabama, and Georgia. It's frustrating to hear the SEC say this because just when you think that everyone will put the money aside, put all the stuff aside, and do what's best for the sport, they continue to show that no one gives a rip.
Yep.
About the sport, and it's all about the dollar bill, and it sucks because what made college football and college sports so great is that it was about the name on the jersey. It wasn't about the money. We have professional sports for the money, but now it's crept into the innocence, the so-called or missing innocence of college sports, and that's I mean, you could crank it up, but why? Because it just shows that they're doing everything they can to keep you out, and it puts you in a really hard spot.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something. The one thing I think has that could help getting the playoff to 12 teams still is Notre Dame. Well, Notre Dame and money, but Notre Dame too, because if Notre Dame wants 12 teams, and they do. Because that's an easier route for them, and they can maintain their independence for the long haul. If it's 12 teams, that to me, would be something that's good. And I think honestly, the Pac-12 and the ACC, they don't want this to stay at 4. They shouldn't, because the Big 12 is not the only league that's facing real issues. The Pac-12's got a ton of issues that go, I think, are even worse than the Big 12 from the standpoint of you're losing fans. Your interest is low outside of USC and Utah and Oregon. Does any fan base care right now about those teams? I don't think so. You'll see a lot of empty stadiums this fall in the Pac-12. You'll see some pretty loaded crowds in the Big 12. But I think that the college football playoff, the SEC stirs the drink, and they've got to get on board. I don't know if this is like trying to create paranoia and Greg Sankey's playing the game, but I think that he's a guy that I do think he'll come to his terms, come to his senses and realize you do got Texas, you got Oklahoma, and you got all these teams that are going to be fighting in the SEC to try to get to the playoff.
Because they could get four teams in a 12
They could. They could. So it's like you still, to me, want to get to 12, but, I mean, they're still getting half the field at four, and I just think that the Big 12 desperately needs a 12-team playoff. And, man, how awesome would it be if there is a 12-team playoff when you know that a Big 12 champ is going to the playoff? How special that would be for Cougar fans. The chase for a conference title would just have so much more meaning.
And the 12-team playoff is the only proposal out there that keeps college football intact. Because if it doesn't go to 12, forget the G5 teams. Just break off entirely. Because at least with 12, you could dangle the carrot that, hey, one of you guys will get in. The best of the rest, you'll get a crack. And if that doesn't exist, then let's stop calling it college football and let's separate power from group of five. And let me be clear, I don't want that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But I don't see another solution because things are getting out of control in college football and there's only two paths left. Expand the playoff to keep more teams in it or break away.
Yeah,
and that's where we're at. They're almost to the point where they could. We got to take a break, though. We're up against it on the other side. We'll catch up with the newest member of the offensive line room, Kingsley Suamataia. We'll hear from him next. More Cougar Sports Saturday after this.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.